My name is Miriam Stuckey. I do public relations and communications work. I currently have a job and I'm working for an organization in town in that capacity, but I also run a communications consultancy, miriamstuckey.ca, MIRIAMSTUCKY. And I have a long history with Trent Radio, and thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Hello, Miriam. We're here talking about producing public service announcements, or PSAs. To start, I'd like to ask what kind of information people should include in their PSAs.
I am always really appreciative when the basics are covered and covered well. The, you know, standard reporter speak: who, what, where, when, and why. If you miss any of those, you're kind of missing part of the story. There's reasons for those to be included, and that's what listeners want to hear, and it's what people who are producing and developing PSAs need to include. Thinking quite clearly about who your audience is, who is it you're looking to reach with this information? Are they old people, young people, tall people, short people, people with pets, people with kids, people with time on their hands, people with busy schedules, people with money, people with less money? The more you can think about and speak directly to the audience you're trying to reach with your information, the more successful the PSA will be.
What kinds of things should people be thinking about when it comes to presentation and audience engagement?
Thinking about it is the biggest piece. Thinking about making it interesting for the people who are going to be listening or receiving the information, if it's published online or elsewhere. What will interest that audience you've identified? How can you engage them? Are you going to ask them questions? Are you going to play music that will speak to them? Are you going for a humorous bent? Is that appropriate for the message you want to receive? Is it a dialogue? Is it a, hey, Joe, hey, Jane, like, is it a back and forth? What's a format that you can develop and produce and quickly and simply that has some life to it, that's not monotone, that's not boring, that's not repetitive ad nauseum? You want something that has some life, and often that can be best figured out in a group. If you and I sit down and think about it and bounce around some ideas, the chances of developing something that's interesting and exciting and has some energy is a lot higher than if you're sitting alone in a room by yourself. Sometimes that works and people come up with great stuff, but if you're stuck, turn to a friend, turn to an operator or somebody you know, an operator at Trent Radio, and help make it lively. Similar to the idea of engaging somebody else when you're talking about how to make it lively, when you've drafted a script for a PSA, I think that's an important piece, is that you want to write it all down, have it laid out exactly like you want to say it before you start recording. And when you have that script ready, before you sit down to record it, put it past some other people. Put it past some friends, put it past family members, your potential listeners is ideal, and hear what they say about it and consider that feedback and edit it as you feel the need to make it even better. Because someone else's eyes, someone else's take on the information, they might have really basic questions that you've somehow missed, or a better way to phrase something, or a more engaging turn of phrase. Someone else's eye can often provide that because you've been working with it for a while. It's kind of old hat to you, but someone to who the ideas and the content are fresh can offer input that can be very valuable. So I would encourage people to do that. It's hard to reach out and ask for feedback in that way, but if this message matters to you, it's worth doing. If you want more information about how to write a public service announcement, there are some great tips. If you search Trent Radio PSA, you'll find a PDF on the subject.